many of the shepherds would have been asleep. So it would have been an even greater shock for them as they woke up and saw what was happening around them. The angels were, "Don't be afraid." Sound a bit ridiculous, don't they? If you or I were accosted by a great shining light in the sky, I guess we would be a little bit apprehensive, if not afraid, certainly. And the angel sought to reassure them. "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." So our first word is news. In fact, it is good news. Christmas is good news. It's good news for bank managers.
Yeah.
Plenty of money going out. It's good news for shopkeepers. Plenty of money spent. It's good news for internet traders. Money spent. It's good news for filmmakers, especially Star Wars this year. Money spent. In the Little Church Chuckles book, there's an interesting story. It said, after Christmas, three children were asked what they had done on Christmas Day. One was the son of the vicar, and he said that the family had been to church, then they'd arrived home, they'd opened their presents, and they'd sung a carol. A Roman Catholic boy said that he had been to Mass, and he'd opened his presents and later sung carols. Another little boy hadn't been to church. He said his father owned a toy factory. After breakfast, they had visited the factory, looked at the empty shelves, and sung, "What a friend we have in Jesus." So, good news. And of course, it's good news for children. Lots of presents. Has anybody brought any presents that they've received this morning? Hold it up in the air. And you watch somebody there?
Oh, yes.
Somebody's got a hat on. Mind you, he's got a Newcastle United jumper on.
Oh, yes.
Mike's got a new tie. Jane's got a new, would I call it a scarf?
Yeah.
Yes? Yep.
A new what?
A new book over the back there, a new bag.
Oh, wow.
This side's very boring. They haven't got anything at all.
There is a watch at the back.
So Christmas is good news for all of us because, of course, we get presents. Now, of course, at the first Christmas, none of this happened. Even the presents to Jesus from the Magi came much later. The good news was the announcement that we read in verse 11. "Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Wow. That is actually the greatest news of all time. And Sky News missed it. It was announced very simply to shepherds in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by God's angelic messengers. Today, we Christians pronounce to the world, "We have got good news for you. Jesus Christ is born for you and you and you." The angel brought good news, and it was good news of great joy. And over the last few weeks in our services here, we've traced joy from the Old Testament prophets through the early chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, where we had John the Baptist's birth, through Mary, and through Joseph to the actual birth of Jesus. I used my dictionary a couple of times as I was preparing this, and the first time I looked up joy, and it says gladness and pleasure and delight. Gladness and pleasure and delight. And I think each of those emotions is present as we looked through the biblical portrayal of the greatest gift ever given. But there's so much more, isn't there, to the joy of Christmas time. The shepherds wouldn't be feeling it yet. They were still a bit numb from what they had seen as the angel came to them. But a little later, they were certainly jumping for joy as they found the Christ child with mum and dad. What did they do? Well, the gospel tells us. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Great joy they felt, and they wanted to share it with the people around us. They were effectively the first evangelists sharing the good news about Jesus Christ. Joy is deep in our hearts. There was a chorus in the 1980s which said something like, "I've got joy, 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 joy deep in my heart." And the last line said, "It's down in my heart to stay." You see, the joy comes into our hearts because of our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. God put it there as part of his gift to us as we live in his kingdom. And it's here to stay because Jesus is going to be with us forever and ever with no end. So it is good news, and it is good news of great joy. Our third and our fourth words were sung to the shepherds by the heavenly host who had joined the original messenger. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests. You know, our Christmas cards often depict the glory of the Christ child by putting a little yellow circle around his head. I think you call it a halo. And again, my dictionary suggests five possible definitions for glory. It says it means renown or splendor, exalted or prosperous state, heavenly bliss. Woo! And there's a verb to take pride. Well, I think all of those could be used to describe the glory of God. But if you want a better picture, try in here. Isaiah and chapter 6. I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his temple filled the temple. That was the glory of God which Isaiah saw. And there are similar pictures in Ezekiel or Revelation, if you like to search for them. They give a more revealing picture of the glory which accompanies the presence of the Holy One. And of course, he brings peace. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, later in his life, in fact, on his last night, declares to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." At this Christmas time, there will be some people who are afraid, who are troubled. And God just wants to say to them, "My peace is with you." It's not like the peace of the world, which is talking about absence of conflict, but it is a peace that passes all understanding. That's what St. Paul says. It's so different from the peace that the world thinks it's going to get, if only the leaders could agree. It comes from God. He causes this fruit of the Spirit to grow in our hearts as we live with Jesus and we walk through life day by day with him as our constant companion. And finally, return to joy. Somebody I heard speak some time ago gave this definition of joy. It's Jesus first, then it's others, and then it is yourself. And when we live God's way, then we shall know the true joy which comes through putting Jesus first and others second, and then ourselves. So this Christmas, as we receive again and wonder at the greatest gift that has ever been given, may the love of God flood our hearts with joy. May we take time to ponder and to look at the gift that God has given to us, to consider the magnanimity of his gift to us and to all people. May our hearts over the next weeks and months be filled with his peace, and may we glorify him in our praises, in our words, in our actions, and as we share gifts today, and as we share the gift that God has given to us, even Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Happy Christmas to you, and may you know joy today and on into the future.
I didn't throw you off.